Wednesday, 2:50 p.m. at my locker. OMG, I feel so relieved. It's like a ton of weight has finally been lifted off my shoulders. I actually survived the student exchange program at Northampton Hills. I'm still in the running for that fabulous trip to Paris. That selfie-addicted diva, Tiffany Blaine Davenport, is out of my life forever. And Mackenzie's cyberbullying fiasco is finally over. But when Chloe, Zoe, and I passed by the office after lunch today, we saw the strangest thing. Mackenzie was frantically digging through the lost and found box like she'd lost her mind, and Jessica was helping her. That disgusting thing is not my diary. Ick! That's when I remembered that she'd lost her leopard print diary and never found it, which was actually my diary, which she'd stolen from me and disguised with a leopard print cover. Another long story. At least I got it back. Anyway, it's official. Mackenzie announced that she's transferring from NHH back to WCD. I think this probably means she hates me less than she hates Tiffany. And since her video went viral, she has resumed her throne as queen of the CCPs. According to the latest gossip, Mackenzie and Jessica are BFFs again. They're already planning to make a part two of the bug video. Unfortunately for me, Mackenzie was reassigned to the locker right next to mine. Just great! Mackenzie was gone for 5 weeks and has only been back for a few hours. But it feels like she never left. I really hope her experiences at Northampton Hills International Academy taught her a valuable lesson and that she'll change for the better. But personally, I wouldn't hold my breath. I'm just happy to be back at WCD and hanging out with my friends, Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon. And although my life is far from perfect, I'm really happy to finally have it back. Why? Because I'm such a dork!